There have been saints in the history of the church, priests, who were well known for their ability in the confessional, that the confessions that they heard were powerful, that they had great insight and depth of understanding. And one of the famous priests of the 20th century who's a saint is Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, or as we know him as Padre Pio. And Padre Pio would hear confessions for 12 and 16 hours a day. And people would come from hundreds of miles around just to go to confession with Padre Pio. Padre Pio was said to have the charism to be able to look into your soul. It was said that he knew your sins before you confessed them. There's a spooky idea. And then some people would try and fool him. They'd come in and they'd lie. They'd make up sins just to see if they could throw Padre Pio off, and he'd know, wait a minute, you didn't do that, you did this. Padre Pio knew. He had a real charism for discernment of spirit. In a sense, here, one of our earliest saints that we hear about in the gospel today, John the Baptist, had that same discernment of spirit. He had it before he was born. You remember that? He was in Elizabeth's womb, and Mary came, and John leapt for joy in the womb. So here was a man who really could see the Holy Spirit coming. And he definitely saw it when Jesus came to be baptized, as is related today. I saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove. I know this is the one. I don't know him. They were cousins, but they probably didn't know each other. I did not know him, but I know this is the man. This is the Son of God. This is the one that I have come to introduce. Discernment of spirit is a real gift, but we all need it. We all need it in our spiritual life and in our daily life, because so many of us try to go it alone, and we stumble and we fall. It has been said that an isolated Christian is a paralyzed Christian. We cannot live our Christian faith in isolation. We need someone or some group of people to help us to be able to discern. We need people to help us to discern the direction we should take spiritually, the direction we should take in our lives. We need committed Christians in our lives to help us on our Christian journey, or we're going to get stuck. We need the good advice and the good discernment of people who pray a lot, people who are in touch with the Lord. We need experts, as if you will. We need some aspect of a Padre Pio in our life to help us to understand what we do wrong and where we're going. Because it's like anything else. If you had to do something around the house, some sort of repair, and you didn't go to an expert, you would flunk. I've tried that more than once. Lucky I didn't burn the house down. But praise God for YouTube, right? Anyway, we need an expert to help us through our lives. And we need people who can discern the spirit at work in us, because a lot of times we don't see it if it's just us. So it's incumbent upon every Christian, I think, to find fellow Christians to make the journey with. We need to find friends who can talk to us about things other than news, sports, and weather. We need to find friends where we can share our deep concerns and not just share who we think should be the Vols quarterback next year. We need those friends to walk the journey with us, and our lives as Christians will be enriched with those who can discern spirits with us. Where do I find these people? Look them up in the Yellow Pages? Do they even have Yellow Pages anymore? Where do we find these people? Well, we know that there are committed Christians here in our parish, and we know that there are organizations that have committed Christians in them that are seeking the Lord's will and trying to understand it. And so there are lots of things that you can join, and maybe you'll find that person or people to walk the walk of faith with. If you're a gal here at the parish, we have the Council of Catholic Women. We have a beautiful Bible study that's on during the day and in the evening, different days of the week, called Walking with Purpose. There you can find women who can walk your journey with you. If you're a guy, certainly you could join the Knights of Columbus and understand their Christian approach to service and understanding the Lord's will. Or you can get up with the rest of us before the chickens on Saturday mornings at 6 o'clock to something that we call That Man Is You. which is a beautiful way to meet Christian men who are striving to understand what their path is in life. And it doesn't have to be gender specific. I see that the supper clubs are starting up again this spring. That's a beautiful way to meet people at the parish and learn more about the faith. Or one that's particularly special to my heart, and that's the Catholic Crucio. In whatever pursuit you have to try and find that person to help you discern the spirit of the Lord in your life, it's going to be worthwhile. It's worth it. It's definitely worth doing. Let me get back again for a minute to confession. We talked about the hunger that people had when they went to Padre Pio. Well, the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, penance, whatever you want to call it, they all mean the same thing, is a beautiful gift from the Church. All of us should take advantage of that gift. All of us should recognize the healing that can come from confessing our sins before the priest and receiving absolution from Christ through the priest who acts in the person of Christ. It is a beautiful healing gift and a nice thing, but not only is it a nice thing, it's a required thing for those of us who have committed serious mortal sin in order to get back in the good graces that can bring you to this altar and receive the Eucharist. Because there are still mortal sins out there. If you choose to miss Sunday Mass because you don't feel like going, that's still a mortal sin. You need to confess that before you come to the altar. So confession is there for us. We have it a lot. We have it before the sacrament, between the Sunday Masses. We have a lot of confessions that you can take advantage of. Please do. And that priest, in that brief period of time, can also help you with discernment of spirit. So for all of us, we need to be able to know where we're going. We need to know where the Christian faith is leading us. We can't do it alone. We need each other. We need to find that circle of friends, or that one friend. Certainly could be our spouse, but someone also who can guide us in discernment of spirit so we'll know. Which way do we go, Lord? Do I follow this path or that? Do I keep my job or do I quit? Do I change jobs? Do I retire? Is this the right time? All these things the Lord can help us to learn if we have others to share it with. Make that effort. You won't be sorry. Get back up and get caught up on confession if you haven't. This is the way the Lord wants to speak to us, to guide us, show us the way to go, to be His people. God bless you.